welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, Living Life as a Thank You, The Transformative Power of Daily Gratitude, by Nina Lesowitz and Mary Beth Sammons, and summarized by Ashley Butcher. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Grateful thinking is not only the closest we can get to appreciation of the here and now, it's the best way to arrive at the present moment. Living life as a thank you is the collective wisdom of putting gratitude into action. Each chapter is composed of stories of individuals whose lives have been transformed through gratitude and an attitude of thankfulness. With personal experiences to inspire you and daily applications to incorporate into your own life, you're just about guaranteed to walk away a more rewarded person after reading this book. Let's take a look at the first big thought, healing gratitude, a tool for life. Quote, gratitude is a direct path to love, end quote. Gratitude, a simple and extremely powerful tool, has proven itself throughout time as an effective method to combat illness and emotional pain. Throughout the book, there are many inspiring personal stories of gratitude being used as a healing tool. For some, gratitude serves as a reminder to keep from slipping back into drug addiction. For others, as a strategy to keep positive during illness, or as a reason to share love and appreciation each day. To say it simply, gratitude and thankfulness promote healing, harmony, peace, and joy. Scientists are now agreeing with this seemingly undeniable knowledge regarding gratitude as a healer. Practicing gratitude is equated to exercising. Quote, use it and you won't lose it, even when times are tough, end quote. Our attitudes about life hold tremendous power and can affect us in subtle but profound ways. Robert Emmons, professor of psychology at the University of California, Davis, reminds us, quote, when you express a feeling, you amplify it. When you express anger, you get angrier. When you express gratitude, you become more grateful, end quote. Practicing gratitude and thankfulness each day can assist us through our struggles and make our lives more positive and enjoyable, and allow us to be more present in the here and now. The next big thought, daily lessons, living a life of gratitude. Quote, finding reasons to be grateful every day is the key to living an abundant life, end quote. We have all known people who light up a room with their attitude of gratitude. These people inspire us with their words and actions alike. Something about them is magnetic. They carry an energy of positivity that cannot be denied. Quote, grateful people have a sense of wonder and look at the world through eyes of astonishment and joy. By focusing on what they have and being grateful for it, they bypass feelings of neediness, anger, or greediness, end quote. Living life as a thank you is filled with strategies and practices for living a life of gratitude. Here are some of our favorites for you to incorporate into your daily routine. Number one, keep a gratitude daily journal. At the end of the day, write down 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for from each day. Don't forget the little things. Number two, write a letter of gratitude to a person in your life who makes a difference. It could be anybody, a relative, a clerk who made you smile, or your mailman. Number three, give your gratitude muscles a workout by practicing saying thank you. Say it often and with a smile. You'll be surprised how contagious it can be. Number four, pay it forward. Select someone who needs a gesture of kindness and reach out to them. This can be something simple like sending a card or teaching a child how to ride a bike. Number five, practice this mudra. Hold your thumb and first 2 fingers together and circle your heart while you chant, one earth, one people, one love, and repeat it as many times as you would like. The next big thought, when things seem hardest, turn to thankfulness. Quote, gratitude keeps hope alive, end quote. Gratitude is not something to be practiced only during the good times. Finding things to be thankful for can sometimes make the largest impact during times of distress, when it can feel almost impossible to see the light through all the darkness. When going through a negative time, thankfulness could be the saving grace that is needed to change your perspective and help you move forward. During difficult times, try to look for the small victories in each day. One story in particular stood out as a powerful example of finding reasons to be grateful during a difficult time. Amy LeMay Brewer's precious family home was lost to a dreadful fire one day while the family was not home. All of their belongings and family mementos were lost forever. Making sense of this tragedy was difficult for Amy, but what she had learned long ago was that the first step in a crisis is to count your blessings. Quote, "Count your blessings," this phrase echoed in my mind. I looked back and realized it began with the child from across the street, in the evening after that fire was put out, end quote. A young neighbor boy brought over a bunch of his toys to share with Amy's sons, knowing they lost all of their own. Shortly after, more neighbor kids came forward with toys to offer. The kids gave freely, and this flooded the family's hearts with gratitude. Quote, "We continued to drink from this well of gratitude in the coming months of redirection and rebuilding," end quote. Amy ended her story sharing that, quote, "The truly inspiring power of humanity to care for one another is hope," end quote. Hope is what we are all looking for during those dark times, and gratitude is the pathway to hope. The next big thought, making a difference, sharing gratitude. Quote, "When we reach out with gratitude and kindness, remembering the kindness bestowed on us, we remember there are no words to describe how good we feel," end quote. Sharing our gratitude through giving is one of the most honorable and inspiring ways to make a difference in the lives of others. Even seemingly simple things like lending an ear to a friend or volunteering your time to an organization can make a substantial impact on the lives of others. It's true that, quote, "reaching out to others fuels the collective power of gratitude," end quote. When someone is genuine in their gratitude and shares it with us, it can be truly contagious. Sharing thankfulness by helping others is a gift that keeps on giving. Quote, "What I've learned from this is that even our simplest actions, smiling to a stranger walking past us on the street, holding the door for someone at the bookstore, or extending a hand to help an elderly person walk down a flight of stairs, makes a huge difference," end quote. The fact is, in our own giving, we receive. It becomes a kind of feedback loop. Making others feel loved and grateful actually multiplies our own capacity for love and gratitude. Once we truly grasp this principle, our lives fill up with thankfulness and a sense of well-being. A shift occurs in us, and suddenly, gratitude is at the forefront of our minds. The next big thought, spirituality, practicing a new perspective. Quote, "When you look at the world through the lens of gratefulness and thanks for what is, life becomes an answered prayer. Grace steps in, and we develop a faith that hope is possible," end quote. When we purposefully see the beauty, love, and abundance to be thankful for all around us, we are using gratitude as a spiritual tool. The more alert we are to the grace all around us, and the more we find gratitude within those moments, the more blessings seem to find their way into our lives. Create a sacred space or time to reflect and celebrate what you are thankful for. When we carve out the time, energy, and intention to experience and conjure our feelings of gratitude for what we are and what we have in our lives, we learn that grace can be available to us at any time, and we can make huge positive shifts in our lives. Quote, "Grace and gratitude can be spiritual forces that propel us ahead. They guide us, and we can learn to call on the energy of this life force. We realize we are never alone. We can move out of our own way, and we make room for the blessings in our life to flow," end quote. Don't waste dissatisfaction on what you don't have. Instead, be grateful for the things as they are now. Don't wait for things to be perfect to feel blessed. See the beauty in the way things are now. Feel each moment of joy, wonder, happiness, and beauty, no matter how fleeting. The final big thought, attracting forces, gratefulness, and luck. Quote, "When we wake up each day and live from a starting point of gratitude, no matter what our circumstances might be, feeling grateful or appreciative of something or someone actually attracts more of the things that we appreciate," end quote. Finding something to appreciate each day will make you a happier, less envious, and less anxious person. Studies have shown that, quote, "people who count their blessings are happier, healthier, and more likely to achieve their personal goal," end quote. Bruce Springsteen said, When it comes to luck, you make your own. Benjamin Franklin said, I am a great believer in luck. The harder I work, the more luck I have. And on that same token, when you express gratitude in the world, luck finds you wherever you are. Irina Lazar approaches each day with an intention to live with thanks and an awareness of the blessings she receives from the universe. Many people could consider her lucky, but she believes it is not luck, but her appreciation for life that attracts so much positivity towards her. Quote, I'm awake to the endless possibilities this life has to offer. When you're fully awake, colors take on new meaning. Little things that passed you by before seem to have new life, and you notice things you didn't notice before. The early morning alarm means being able to enjoy more sunshine in the day. Being stuck in traffic means more time to relax and breathe, and little annoyances become amusing rather than burdensome. End quote. It's nearly impossible not to be inspired by Irina's perspective. If we could all try and look at life with this perspective of wonder and positivity, our possibilities become endless. Take advantage of the beauty in each day and focus on being present in this world. Make it a habit to notice the abundance throughout every moment. When we project optimism and thankfulness, we can truly awaken to each and every moment and allow room for more positivity in our lives. So there we have it, Nina and Mary Beth's guide to transforming life with gratitude and an attitude of thankfulness. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.